Radio Prague News. The lower house has approved the 2012 state budget in its first reading. The opposition has slammed the government for putting forward a budget based on unrealistic growth figures. And the country's pension reform may be postponed by a year. The Czech lower house approved the 2012 state budget in its first reading late Wednesday, nodding to its basic parameters, budget revenues, expenditures and deficit. The draft budget, pushed through by the votes of the centre-right coalition government of Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, reckons with revenues of 1.0 billion crowns, expenditures of 1.19 billion and a 105 billion crown deficit, that is 3.2% of GDP. The draft budget, fiercely criticised by the opposition, will now be discussed by the lower house's committees. The house is to take a final vote on it in December. Meanwhile, the opposition has slammed the government for putting forward a draft budget based on unrealistic growth figures. The budget was tailored according to a June forecast predicting a 2.5% growth in 2012. That estimate has been sharply revised down to a 1% growth estimate at best. The ministry says it will revise the budget in January when it has a more accurate growth forecast for that year. The lower growth would cause the expected revenues to drop by around 18 billion crowns. The ministry is said to be working on several crisis scenarios, including one for recession. According to Thursday's Lidové noviny, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek is seriously considering the possibility of postponing the government's pension reform by a year, from January 2013 to January 2014. The paper suggests that the minister may use the concession as a means to break the obstruction tactics of the opposition and open the way for another half a dozen reform bills to pass through the lower house after their rejection by the Senate. The opposition, which argues that in view of the economic situation, the government should put some of the planned reforms on hold, has been obstructing a vote on the respective bills since Tuesday. The Czech Central Bank on Thursday also confirmed the bleak economic outlook, revising its growth forecast for 2011-2012 downward, mirroring an economic slowdown in Europe. The bank predicts a 2% growth this year, down from a previous 2.1% growth estimate, and a 1.2% growth in 2012, down from a 2.2% forecast. The downward revision echoes a similar estimate by the Czech Finance Ministry announced earlier this week. The Central Bank Board on Thursday voted to leave the benchmark two-week repurchase rate at a record low of 0.75%, half the European Central Bank's main rate. 10 guests staying at a Prague 5 hotel have been taken to hospital with food poisoning. Others who suffered a milder form of food poisoning were attended to on the spot. All are said to be in stable condition. 8 of the patients are believed to be contestants in a beauty pageant. Tests are being conducted to ascertain the cause of the problem. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be overcast with scattered rain showers and day temperatures between 8 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. In today's program, the government's draft budget for 2012, proposing a deficit of 105 billion crowns, has passed in a first reading in the lower house. We'll have details. Czech car maker Škoda Auto unveils a new model for the city car market. That's all ahead, and then stay tuned for Panorama, covering a number of topics, including metal thieving in the Czech Republic. Don't go away. On Wednesday evening, following a 30-hour session and after 11 hours of opposition filibustering, the lower house passed the draft state budget for 2012 in a first reading. A majority of 102 deputies for the center-right coalition Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs approved its revenues, expenditures and deficit figures. The draft budget proposes a deficit of 105 billion crowns, or 3.2% 2% of GDP, but that could still be subject to change in January. Pavla Horakova reports.
Even though it was clear that the governing coalition had enough votes to push through the state budget draft, the opposition demanded its revision, citing a more gloomy economic prediction released by the finance ministry earlier this week. The opposition Social Democrats and Communists warned that the proposed budget cuts would damage the economy and social services, and a rise in VAT would reduce household spending. They also criticized what they see as a lack of measures for stimulating growth and competitiveness. The government acknowledged the budget plan was based on a more optimistic economic forecast for next year, but Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said the cabinet was prepared to reflect the changed situation.
The government is ready, in case it is indispensable and the risk of that is great, to put forward an amended version of the state budget proposal at the start of next year, based on further knowledge and greater certainty.
Novely zákona o státním rozpočtu.
A final vote on the current version of the state budget is scheduled for December the 14th. The lower house on Wednesday resumed debate on 15 bills rejected by the Senate, including the healthcare, social and pension reform bills. Opposition MPs have been holding a filibuster since Tuesday morning to obstruct the votes. Social Democrat Chairman Bohuslav Sobotka.
I think it is a success. We managed to extend the debate on the first item, which is an amendment to the law on building savings rejected by the Senate, for a whole 3 days. We began discussing it on Tuesday morning, and the vote will probably take place on Thursday evening. So it is 3 days.
Nevertheless, Prime Minister Petr Nečas is hopeful his coalition will eventually push the bills through.
In my view, such filibustering, with its only aim to cause a deadlock to the constitutional body, makes no sense. It's not just one or two items on the agenda, but this is an obvious attempt to boycott the operation of the lower house. And I am glad that the governing coalition has showed great resilience and resistance, and bit by bit we will work our way to a positive result.
President Václav Klaus was critical of the Social Democrats' delay tactics, saying they did not realize the seriousness of the economic situation. Social Democrat Chairman Bohuslav Sobotka replied his party's response was adequate to the type of changes proposed by the cabinet, and added the president previously never criticized similar actions by his own former party, the Civic Democrats.
Pavla Horáková reporting there on the government's draft budget for 2012, which was approved in a first reading on Wednesday. We turn now to this story. The Czech car maker Škoda has unveiled a new model for the much sought after city car market, and the new car is called the Citigo, appropriately enough. It's closely modeled on the Volkswagen's Up, and that's not surprising as Škoda is a part of the Volkswagen group. And the car will now appear in Czech showrooms at the end of the month, with a European rollout planned for 2012. Rob Cameron has more.
A slick ad campaign for the new Škoda Citigo, the latest offering from Škoda Auto, which has been part of the Volkswagen Group for 2 decades. City cars, small, safe and economical vehicles, are all the rage in Europe's congested cities. They're easier to park than an SUV and consume a lot less petrol. The Citigo is set to be part of a new range that Škoda is calling its new small family, with which it hopes to conquer the city car market. Petr Pečenka is head of Škoda's Czech Republic division.
The small car market accounts for about 10% of total car sales worldwide. So for a company like Škoda, it's a very important market that we're entering for the first time in our history. As for the car itself, the Citigo has a very roomy interior. It's a very safe car and has a very clean engine.
That petrol engine will initially be offered in 2 versions, with plans for a future electric engine still being pored over by Škoda's engineers. The Citigo is currently available in a 3-door model, but 5 doors will be on sale by next year, and both host a number of attractive features as standard, including a detachable sat-nav system and a laser-guided collision avoidance braking system that slams on the brakes if it senses a collision is imminent. Both are firsts for Škoda cars. The price tag, in the Czech Republic at least, will start at around $9,800 for the less powerful 59 brake horsepower model, rather less than a VW Up or Seat Mii, from which the Citigo is virtually indistinguishable, give or take a few minor design differences. Jan Blažek, editor-in-chief of the car magazine Auto 7, told Czech television that taking on the city car market was a canny move.
Cities such as Rome, Paris and London, these markets can provide both Škoda as well as Volkswagen and Seat with enough demand to make real money from the small car boom. They come with a whole new range of technology. They're highly modern cars suited to today's times, whereas the small cars being made by Toyota, Peugeot, Citroën and Colin are starting to look a bit old hat.
And Jan Blažek was referring there to the huge TPCA car factory outside the town of Kolín in central Bohemia. The new small family is a big part of Škoda's ambitious growth plans. The company wants to sell 1.5 million cars per year by 2018, up from the 762,000 it sold in 2010. One thing, though, is clear. Škoda long ago vanquished all those old jokes about heated rear windows to keep your hands warm while you're pushing your car, or doubling a Škoda's value by filling it up with petrol. A more appropriate joke for 2011 would perhaps be, did you hear the one about the Czech car manufacturer, which is now the main sponsor for the Tour de France? Or maybe, did you hear the one about Jeremy Clarkson calling the Škoda Yeti the best car in the world? Or how about, did you hear the one about the Czech car maker that has been so successful that there have been grumblings of discontent at its parent company because German middle managers are now buying Škoda Superbs instead of Volkswagen Passats? Not quite so funny, but all, it seems, true.
Okay, Rob Cameron reporting there on the popularity of Škoda and on their new car, the Citigo. So it'll be interesting to watch how that project takes off. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard in today's show so far, please do so by writing us here at the station. The address is english@radio.cz, or you can even write to our street address, Vinohradská 12-12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Also, don't forget you'll find many more news stories and feature stories at our website in our extensive archives. That's www.radio.cz. Now, though, we move to our final feature for this day, or our big feature for this day, and that is Daniela Lozarová's Panorama.
West Bohemian town of Loket has many attractions, including a 12th century Gothic-style castle, but like any town, it has features that harm rather than help, such as the walled-in windows of historic buildings. Now, the town hall has found a way to turn them into a local attraction. It is using the work of young artists to create not just an illusion of windows, but of characters living in the said house. In one house, an elderly woman leans out from the window, watching life go by in the street below. In another, a man enjoys a smoke, an illusion perfected by a number of cigarette butts strewn on the pavement below him, courtesy of the landlord, who has even given his new tenant a name. A third window shows a kitten scaling up some heavy red brocade curtains. Many of the paintings create the illusion that one is actually able to see into the house, with details such as wardrobes, paintings and chandeliers. Štěpánka Bergrová, who organises the international summer workshops, says there were no restrictions on the subject matter.
No one specifically stated that the paintings should depict mysterious figures living in the house, though these have proved to be extremely popular. Artists could paint whatever they considered fitting, and then the house owners selected from the available works what they thought would most suit their house.
Si vybrat cokoliv, jakékoliv téma, a majitelé domů si pak vybrali téma, které se jim líbilo.
Some create the illusion of daylight, others that of lit windows at night. One shows a mysterious figure moving inside the house with a lantern, another a young woman with huge sad eyes looking out from behind a curtain. So far, over half a dozen of these paintings have been installed, but another 20 or so windows are in the pipeline, to be filled by artists who take part in future summer workshops. The town's deputy mayor, Petr Zahradníček, says he's happy the idea of locket street art has proved so successful.
There is no pressure on house owners. It is entirely up to them whether they want to be part of this. The paintings used are not originals, but copies made to order and covered with a special folio to protect them from dust and adverse weather conditions. The original paintings are displayed at the town hall.
The locals find the idea charming and tourists stop to take pictures.
I think it is really nice. It gives the town more color. I think it's a sweet idea.
The EU-funded Plena workshop has a 15-year tradition, but never before have the works produced been seen by such a wide audience or given so much enjoyment. As of October, the Vltava River boasts its very own lighthouse. On stormy, dark nights, it will guide lost boats safely to port on Prague's Libeň Island. And in good weather, it serves as a new tourist attraction. The lighthouse is red and white and stands 3 meters tall. The head of the local association of boaters, Roman Kelbich, says that, funny as it may sound, sailors on the river really did need it.
It is the first lighthouse on the river that is fully functional and serves its purpose well. Boaters who are not familiar with the territory often have problems finding their way into port in the dark, and in fact the reason why we decided to build it is that in the past few months, 3 motorboats were damaged in the vicinity because of problems coming to land.
Roman Kelby, who came up with the idea of building a lighthouse on the river, has been appointed its keeper by the members of the 2 boating clubs who dock some 60 boats on the island. Equipped with a strong LED light, it needs very little maintenance for the time being. In the event of a power failure, the light would automatically be powered by an emergency power generator, and its flashing light is visible from a 5-kilometer distance. Unless, of course, there is a flood, in which case the lighthouse would most likely disappear from view. Metal theft is quite common in the Czech Republic, with thieves targeting copper roofing, gutters and wiring, which are generally hard to secure. Czech Railways constantly monitors the state of thousands of kilometers of tracks from which thieves steal metal screws, resulting in a serious public hazard. In more than one case, a thief has been electrocuted in the process of stealing wires. According to a recent police report, thieves in eastern Bohemia have now moved into higher gear, targeting bronze plaques, busts and statues, and none of the country's greats are spared. In fact, the bigger they are, the greater the temptation. Police in Hradec Králové are now investigating the theft of a 200-kilo bronze statue that disappeared overnight. How thieves could possibly have loaded it onto a truck unnoticed is a mystery. The town of Ostroměř has also reported a missing life-size statue. Some town mayors have given up replacing missing plaques and busts with bronze replicas and are getting fake copies made of hardened plastic materials. The town of Javorník has put its bronze bust of President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk under lock and key and has replaced him with a fake copy. Bronze plaques of war heroes suffer the same fate, going into storage to be replaced by cheap replicas. Now thieves have a new challenge. Last week, the National Museum proudly unveiled the renovated statue of Jan Žižka on Vítkov Hill overlooking Prague. The monument honoring the famous Hussite leader is over 9 meters tall and is said to be the second largest equestrian statue in Europe and the third largest in the world. Although for 2 days the statue was lit up for the nation to see in all its glory, the excitement has now died down and thieves will soon be able to get to work undisturbed. It will be interesting to see how long the one-eyed commander will last for. Though on second thoughts, I may go and study him close up.
Well, that would take the cake. Imagine someone making off with that statue of Jan Žižka. That would be a rude awakening indeed. Daniela Lazareva with that edition of Panorama. And that brings us to our final feature this day, and that is Soundcheck, in which you can learn Czech sayings or idioms through song lyrics. And today's episode was written and produced by Jan Richter.
Hello and welcome to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's language series, in which you can learn some interesting phrases while listening to music. Today we'll hear the 1994 song Ne teď ne, or No, Not Now, by the Moravian band Mňága až Ďorb, whose name would deserve a special edition of Soundcheck in its own right. In this edition, though, the phrase to listen out for is Na svatýho dindy. The Czech expression na svatýho dindy means on Saint Dinda's Day. If you're wondering when that particular day in the calendar comes round, don't. Saint Dinda is no ordinary saint. In fact, he's no saint at all. The expression on Saint Dinda's Day means at an unspecified time in the future, or more accurately, never. When will you get a pay rise? Or when will you quit smoking? Well, it can all happen on Saint Dinda's Day, na svatýho dindy. The phrase is very old, but its origin is unknown. One of the creators of the modern Czech language, the linguist Josef Jungmann, thought the name of the fictional saint was derived from the old Slavic god of love, called Deed. But the writer Karel Čapek believed the phrase originated as an allusion to the custom of referring to dates with the days of Catholic saints. For instance, taxes used to be paid twice a year, on St. George's Day in the spring and St. Havel's Day in the autumn. Karel Čapek supposed that people created the phrase because it rhymes with jindy, meaning some other time, just like in this song. Other ways of saying when hell freezes over in Czech include až naprší a uschne, when it's rained and dried up again. This actually happens quite frequently, so I'm not quite sure why it's used in this sense, but it is. You can also say až opadá listí z dubu, when the oak sheds its leaves, which some species of oak apparently never do. There is also the peculiar phrase jednou za uherský rok, literally once in the Hungarian year. This unusual expression comes from the times when Bohemian soldiers were hired to fight against the Turks in Hungary. They would be hired for a certain period of time, a year perhaps, but were eventually forced to stay there much longer than that. I'm afraid that's all in this edition of Soundcheck. I hope you will tune in again sooner than on St. Dinda's Day. Goodbye. Na svatýho
The sounds of Mjaga and Skjorp in that edition of Soundcheck, which was presented by Jan Richter. That, of course, is a repeat of our long-running series, which has proven to be very popular. So hopefully you're one of the many listeners who are enjoying that rerun of that series, which has seen many, many different requests. Now then, if you'd like to comment again on anything you've heard in today's show, please do so by writing to us here at the station, english@radio.cz. We're always happy to have you aboard. Please do join us again soon. I'm Jan Vellinger for all of us here at the station. Thanks for tuning in, and bye-bye.